You know, I want to go on to get actually a little bit more about the history, but I want you to tell, you know, our listeners what the African Liberation Day that you have and consists of and what's going to happen during that day.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Terry. Yes, on Saturday, May 27th, here in New York City, in the village of Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, we're going to have a program. It's a free program open to all folks in the community. It's going to be held. The location is the Bedford-Stuyvesant Restoration Plaza, a well-known building in central Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. A trains, C trains go there. The exact address for those who might be considering trying to make it over is 1368 Fulton Street in Brooklyn, New York. That program, the doors will open at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. That's Eastern time, from 3 p.m. to about 6:30 p.m. And we feel quite humbled that we're actually going to have a few representatives from the permanent missions of a couple different African countries, specifically from the permanent mission of the Republic of Namibia, has confirmed they'll be sending a representative. The permanent mission for the Republic of Cuba, a long-term supporter of African liberation, they will be sending a representative to speak at the program. Ilambe Braff's son, a brilliant young man, Senke Braff, he is a leader of the Ilambe Braff Foundation. He is confirmed to speak as well. And we're fortunate to have some collaboration. One of the local city council, New York City Council representative, Chi Asi, his office is a co-sponsor of that program with the December 12th movement. So it's going to be a fantastic, I think, discussion. There's going to be culture, expression, presentations on that day. And really looking at the theme, Brother Willie, is Africans' war is against poverty and underdevelopment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing for the African Liberation Day. And just if I may, just a bit more on that, if far too often, you know, we have other people speaking for us, you know, telling us what our priorities should be, you know, and that we're saying no. For Africans at home and for Africans here in the United States, we have to deal with this issue of poverty that causes so many different issues. So our war, if you will, is one against poverty that's man-made, that's orchestrated, that's very deliberate, and this question of underdevelopment. You know, there's no reason that we can name any country that if you look at all the development of things, you know, filtered water, the ability to have light, you know, 24 hours a day, the ability to mine to your own land, you know, to use satellite, all these things are not available, not because Africans are just born dumb. No, it's a very deliberate game plan and the oppressive hands to keep African countries underdeveloped.
Right.
That's I think.
Okay. Will the rally or the day be live screen?
You know, that's an excellent question. But with you asking that, we will talk among ourselves, as a matter of fact, as soon as I get off with you, and we will see. I think it's an excellent point, and we can make that happen.
Yeah.
But I'll just double check with our folks, because I think it's an excellent thing, certainly for people
in
your area.
Yeah, a lot of people up here wouldn't
right,
be able to
absolutely.
Come, but, you know, like you say, you know, we like to know what's going on and get some ideas of things that we could do.
Most definitely. So with you asking that, I will accept that as marching orders.
Okay.
Now, and so, yes, we can certainly kick that up. And whether if it was over, you know, if we use some of the existing technology, if we did a Facebook, a live stream,
right.
But we can make that happen for sure.
Right.
And I appreciate that question.
And we would appreciate it too here. Now, just a little bit about the history. I don't want to hold you too long. I know that African Liberation Day in this country has a long history. What's the name? Kwame Ture of the All-African Revolutionary People Party and the African Liberation Support Committee, two groups that, you know, when I looked at the history, you know, I see their name flowing through it.
Absolutely.
And could you tell me a little something about that?
Yeah, definitely. I can share my understanding, and I think, you know, African Liberation Day, and I think which is why the December 12th movement and others mm-hmm. continue to push the idea forward, is because there was a time, you know, I was a younger chap, but there was a time, I think particularly in the 70s, where African Liberation Day was a major, right. well-known, you know, annual important coming together of our people. And I want to say 1974, but don't quote me for sure. But I think in about 1974, there was a rather large, massive gathering of, and Lumbe Brath was one of those key organizers and producers and speakers of the program, where we put the issue of what was happening back home in Africa on the front page, and having our people understand that those connections. So, but just to quickly try to share a little more detail in terms of the African Liberation Support Committee, that when we talk about support, there were leaders, our organization and others, who, when we talk about African countries who were in the heart of fighting for their own independence, their literal independence, it was people who organized, whether it was clothes, emergency drive, collecting clothes, collecting funds, and having some of those African leaders who at that point, they were liberation movements. You know, sister, our chairperson, Viola Plummer, as a mm-hmm. concrete example, would have some of those leaders come over when they were in the States, in New York, would provide them a place to stay, to re-energize, to strategize, and mobilize, I'm talking significant sums of resources, and to get those resources directly back to support those African liberation movements.
Right.
So yes, there's a very, very rich history mm-hmm. For us being connected to those struggles, but that's why we don't see ourselves as doing this because we're into charity work. Absolutely not. That Africa is our home. And so a lot of those African countries, Namibia, you know, as one another example comes to mind, got direct support. Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, right. as you know, mm-hmm. December 12th movement has had a long history of cooperation.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you about Zimbabwe.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, and so, you know, and frankly, you know, we expect, I mean, it has to be a reciprocal relationship, you know, so Zimbabwe going back, you know, on up to the days of its fighting for its liberation and the eventual when they, you know, whipped the behinds of the British, you know, 1979, the Lancaster House Agreement, which we now can summarize, you know, was a problem that was going to rise back up again. But no, a direct relationship of providing support, material support,
right.
you know, not just emotional, material support,
yep.
on the ground support,
mm-hmm.
Coming to working class, poor, struggling Black folk here in the United States and getting them to take a piece from their paychecks, you know, to mobilize and send and organize supplies back home to those countries. And many of those countries, they will tell, they're incredibly grateful and recognize that the role of the December 12th movements, you know, with the S, those kinds of organizations, of the Patrice Lumumba Coalition that Lumbe chaired for a number of years, for helping them reach where we in the United States, where we have to reach.
Yeah, I noticed when I read it, you know, you're right, a lot of organizations participate, I mean, you know, gave direct support in terms of
Absolutely.
Getting funds and different things to those liberation movements.